The two frontrunners in the Baltimore mayoral race are no strangers to each other or to squaring off in the political arena. In the first part of a two-part series, WIPR's John Lee reports on the political history between former Mayor Sheila Dixon and State Senator Catherine Pugh.
Let's go back to 2003, an election year. Sheila Dixon was finishing her first term as the president of the Baltimore City Council and planned to run again. Catherine Pugh was a first-term member of the council representing the 4th District. Dixon says she helped Pugh with her run for the council 4 years before. Dixon says they worked well together on the council and added that they had attended the same church. So Dixon says when Pugh then challenged her for council president, it caught her by surprise.
It did, particularly when I asked her, looked her dead in the eye, and she said no, she wasn't.
Pugh remembers making no such promise.
I don't think I even reveal to anybody what I'm going to do until I do it, especially when it comes to political office.
Dixon easily defeated Pugh in the Democratic primary. From there, their careers took very different paths. Pugh was appointed to the House of Delegates, then ran and won a state Senate seat in 2006. She currently is Senate Majority Leader. Pugh says she's gotten 150 pieces of legislation through the General Assembly.
That includes everything from having moved the compulsory attendance age to 18 to creating a payment plan for those who end up in the Maryland Automobile Insurance Fund.
Dixon remained council president until Mayor Martin O'Malley was elected governor in 2006. She took his place, then easily won election as mayor the following year. During her tenure, crime went down, single-stream recycling and the Charm City Circulator got going, and the city schools showed improvement. Then, Dixon's political career came crashing down when she resigned from office in 2010 following a misdemeanor embezzlement conviction. Dixon took gift cards intended for poor children.
There's none of us that are perfect. And I know that I've got to gain that trust back. But I also know that there are a lot of people in this city who know that I was a good mayor.
Now Dixon is running to get her old job back. She's in a crowded field of 13 candidates running for the Democratic nomination. That field includes Pugh, who ran for mayor once before and lost to Stephanie Rawlings Blake in the 2011 primary. Early polls showed Dixon with a commanding lead over Pugh, who was in second place. But last week, a new poll done for the Baltimore Sun and the University of Baltimore gave Pugh 26% and Dixon 24%. That puts the two in a statistical dead heat because it's within the poll's margin of error. But Pugh says she'll take the two-point lead.
I believe that our message is resonating, moving the city forward and not backwards.
There is a school of thought that Dixon won't be able to get more than around 25% of the vote because a lot of city voters aren't willing to let her off the hook for her conviction and resignation. Dixon disagrees with that. And she also believes Pugh's poll numbers are built on political sand.
Some of her numbers are very soft because another candidate who is running for mayor could persuade some of her people. I have a solid base.
Pollsters like to remind us that a poll is a snapshot of a particular moment in time. The primary isn't until April 26th. The numbers can change. The 11 other candidates running for the Democratic nomination are counting on it. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.
Tomorrow, we'll look at what Pugh and Dixon say they would do if elected mayor. The primary election's April 26th, and the voting registration deadline is April 5th.